This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Confuse the enemy. well, in this regard, confuse the friend, because you are friends of the show and I love you so much. can you guess who I'm going to be talking to? 0798996226. Somebody here sent a WhatsApp, but Dine, now I'm frustrated.
Oh, well, now that you're talking Manchester and Sway, well, I definitely know it's AKA. So, yeah, definitely the super mega.
Only way to find out who I'm talking to is for me to actually introduce them onto the show. Okay, it is that simple. In fact, I'm gonna ask nicely for them to introduce themselves on the show. You know what I mean? They need no introduction, but this is fun. This is radio. Sir, Forbes the Third on the other side of the phone there, can you please introduce yourself, man?
You're talking about the Super Mega.
Hell yeah, a.k.a. the Super Mega, joining us on Capricorn Drive right
doing,
now, man.
How you guys doing? Thank you so much for having us.
We lovely, brother. Thank you so much, man, for taking your time and talking to me. We appreciate you. Welcome to Capricorn Drive. Now, let's start off fresh, you know. How's everything going for you as a.k.a. All Things Considered?
Fantastic. We're back on top of the charts where we belong. People loving the music. It's just great to be doing what you love and people just connecting with the music, man. It's just a fantastic time going into the festive. Going to release some more music, finish the album, drop that in January. So many things on the go, man. So many things on the go. How are you doing?
I'm great, my brother. Can't complain, man. You know, everything is going as I've planned. Well, so far. But here's what I wanted to ask you, man. You know, the process of making the song, Lemons, which is one of the biggest songs out right now in Africa, right? The process of making the song, when you were in the studio with the guys and everybody that contributed to the song, did you know at that point, look, I've got myself a hit?
Yes, I did. No, I always take all success with a pinch of salt, you know, because when you make a song, it's like having a baby. You put it out there into the world and people will draw their own conclusions to it, and it doesn't always work out the way that you want it to work out. But for me, I definitely had ultimate confidence that I had worked with the right people. We had put the right team together to make the music. And if you just look at the reaction, you know, people really, really love the song. So I'm so, so grateful.
Yeah. And this wasn't necessarily your first time working on a song with Nasty C. But my question is, how did you think of him as the perfect fit for the song? Like, what was it about the song that you said, you know what, I need to get Nasty on this one?
I just felt like, you know, I wanted to do something that I had never done before. You know, I had always had a great relationship with him, and we had always wanted to see, you know, how can we kind of get together on the song and make something happen. One night I just decided, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. I sent him the record, and you know, he came back with a verse that was just out of this world, something that sounds completely different from what he normally does.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it's just him getting in a different zone, getting into a different pocket, and he really came through, and I'm really, really honored that he jumped on the track.
And it turned out beautifully. So, I don't know if it's me seeing things. You're teasing something. I'm not sure if you're teasing it, but you constantly hinting on something called Mass Effect.
No, it's called Mass Country.
Mass Country, not Mass Effect. Yes, Mass Country. What is that a documentary of some sort? Is it a film that's going to be?
No, that's the name of my forthcoming album.
Oh,
it's coming out in January. Yeah.
All right.
So we're just going to drop a couple of singles, just get people ready, get the momentum up, and then come January we're going to drop the full thing.
And also, just to add on to that, your team has been, you know, letting us know that you're going to be busy shooting from tomorrow all the way up until Friday. So I'm wondering if maybe there is something visually longer, you know, like a docuseries that you don't want to tell me about, or, you know, something. What are you working on?
For me, for the rest of the year, we're going to be working on finishing the album.
Okay.
We're going to be working on shooting some more videos so that we can take some really good momentum into the festive and into next year. And just trying to make sure that next year when I drop, it's the most classic of all classics of all time. So No pressure.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe before I let you go, brother, I wanted to ask, you know, the last time I had a conversation with you, we were talking about singles versus albums, you know? And, you know, because of the world that we live in today and at the rate at which music is dropping and, you know, like there's just a lot of volume right now when it comes to music. Yeah. One of the things that we spoke about was the fact that, you know, there really isn't a need for an album because you can sustain yourself off singles and guest verses. And that's what you've done before you dropped Touch My Blood. Now, do you still share the same sentiment or maybe there's a different reason or approach as to why you want to put out the album?
Oh, I just want people to hear my album as a body of work.
Okay.
I want them to listen to the music in context. And I think that's what albums do well. They allow you to tell a longer story and connect with people as a piece of art. You know, I think right now singles are the way to go if you just want to, you know, maintain your buzz and perform and stuff like that. But an artist like me, I need to give my fans, the Megacy, a good body of work. So that's what we're going to do.
All right, man. Shout out to you, brother. I'm back. I'm glad rather to see you back on top of the charts where you belong.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Killing it as always. Big shout out to you. Thank you so much. Lemons is a smash, brother. We're looking forward to Mass Country. Maybe you can give us the date for January. Do you have a date yet?
Yes. I think we're going with the 27th of January, the day before my birthday, but...
All right, 27th.
Official announcement on that.
All right, 27th Gen Mass Country drops, aka, of course. Shout out to you, my brother. Best of luck with everything else that you're working on. The shoots that you're doing from today up until Friday. Best of luck with that. And you know what? When you touch down in Polokwane, pull through. You know, let's have a chat, brother.
We definitely will, no doubt. Thank you, and guys, thank you so much for playing the song. I know you guys are going to run it now on the show.
Definitely,
please, man. Keep supporting, and thank you to everybody for listening today.
All right, cheers, man. All right, that is Super Mega. AKA, anybody that guessed AKA, yeah, you guessed correctly. The golfer, El Honolulu, and don't feel left out. Well, here's the song that we were talking about. It's called Lemons to Lemonade, and it features Nasty C.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.